Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I know we recognize that the hand of God is here today. I know many of us, matter of fact, most of us understand there is no coincidence with God. Everything that God does, He does on purpose. Amen. God knows the end from the beginning. Amen. Long, long before the sun come up this morning, God already knew His will for today. Amen. From the very beginning of time, before time ever was in eternity, amen, God could look ahead and see this service, amen, and know that there is a work that I desire to do in that building for that people in that service. Amen. It's not up to us to decide or determine what God wants to do, but simply allow Him. Amen. Allow God. Grant Him liberty. God is a gentleman. He will not impose or force His will, but He will declare His will. He will let you know, this is what I want to do. And then it's up to us to allow Him to do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Appreciate every part of this service. We are reading today from Mark, the 16th chapter, along with Pastor Howard and Brother Short. I want to welcome our guest here with us today and trust for all of our first-time guests, this will not be your last time. And we trust that in the very near future, you will be a repeat guest. Amen. You're not a visitor. You're a guest in the house of the Lord. God knows how to treat His guests right. Amen. Beginning in verse 15 of Mark 16. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, somebody shout, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall take up serpents. And in my name, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven, sat down on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The word that was preached was confirmed with signs because they preached the word of God according to the will of God. Amen. And the Lord worked with them. Amen. And the Lord confirmed His word with signs following. God's power backed up the preaching of His word. The word of God stands alone. Word of God is sufficient of itself, but He has chosen to confirm His word that is preached with signs following. I request of Pastor Howard that prayer for the sick be delayed till later in this service. And perhaps now, by the reading of my text, you can understand. I don't ever remember coming to a pulpit with such a specific burden that I feel today. Amen. I'm always ready for God to work miracles. Amen. I'm always ready for God to confirm His word. I don't ever remember, however, coming to a pulpit, amen, with a burden for healing. But I feel it today. Amen. I believe that there's miracles that are about to happen in this place today. I'm going to preach the word of God that He has given me to preach. Amen. I believe that the Lord's going to work with us, and His word will be confirmed with signs following. Amen. Let's obey the Holy Ghost together right now. Oh, I believe You, Jesus. I believe You today. You are a God of Your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Oh, hallelujah. Let Your glory fill this place. Amen. And everyone shout in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Lord bless you. Many, many times, as a matter of fact, far too many times for me to point out, we read in the Word of God these words that God spoke, I am the Lord. Oftentimes He would make a declaration and He says, thus and thus is what I will do. I am the Lord. He is emphatically stating that He has all power. And because I am the Lord, this is going to happen. There are even a few occasions that after that phrase, I am the Lord, that the Lord would then follow that up with a descriptive phrase. For example, the first time that this happens in your Bible is in Genesis, the 15th chapter. In verse number 7, speaking to Abraham, and He said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out. Amen. I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit. Amen. We know Him today by testimony. He is the Lord that brought us out to give us possession. Amen. There are hundreds of testimonies today in this sanctuary. Amen. He has brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. I want to tell somebody today, if you're still in darkness, your testimony can change. Your story can change today. If you are bound by sin, I want to declare right now, He is the Lord that brought me out. Amen. If you're addicted today, amen, He is the Lord that brought me out. If you're confused and troubled, amen, fearful and afraid, He is the Lord that brought me out. I am the Lord that brought you out. Amen. Thank you, Brother Clark, for your testimony. I stand with you, not amen, hanging my head, not wishing for another testimony. Amen. Thank God for being born and raised in the church. Amen. I know in a manner of speaking, we've all been brought out. But thank God for a testimony of being kept out. Kept out of sin. Amen. If your testimony is that he has brought you out of bondage, brought you out of addiction, brought you out of perversion, brought you out of alcoholism, brought you out of promiscuousness, brought you, amen, out of drug addiction, whatever your case might be, thank God for your testimony. But I'm giving God praise that he kept me out of the bar. He kept me off of skid row. He kept me. We could preach on that for a while today, but there is another time, not that much further on in Scripture. As a matter of fact, in Exodus 15, it's the second time that God says, I will put a descriptive phrase behind, I am the Lord. I read in verse 26 of Exodus 15, if thou, talking to his people, shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. Don't tell me the word of God doesn't matter. Don't tell me lifestyle doesn't matter. Don't tell me you can live any way you want to and it doesn't matter. Amen. The word of God says if, amen, you'll keep his commandments, if you'll keep his statutes, if you'll do what is right in his sight. We're living in a religious age where everybody does right in their own eyes. If you don't like how this church does it, go somewhere else. And you can find you a church where you can do what you want to do. And if you think it's right, it's right. Because that's how God made you. No, it's not what's right in my sight. It's not according to my opinion. Amen. It's thus saith the word of the Lord. And the Lord declares, if you'll do what is right in my sight and will give ear to my commandments and keep all my statutes. How many of them? I don't want to be ugly, but not everyone qualifies. Amen. The further we read in verse 26, the smaller the crowd gets. Hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. Do that which is right in his sight. Amen. Give ear to his commandments. Keep all his statutes. But the crowd that yet remains hears this. If you'll do this, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. And here is this phrase, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha. Amen. The first declaration he made is that I am the Lord that brought you out. And the very next declaration in your Bible, amen, I'm the God that brought you out. And I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm glad to declare Psalm 107 and 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The Living Bible reads, he spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. I don't care how tragic your story might read thus far. It doesn't matter how drastic your situation might appear to you or to others. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord that heals his people.
He's God. He can do what he wants to do for anybody he wants to do it for. But if healing belongs to anybody, it belongs to God's people. If healing belongs to anybody, it belongs to those that have heard his voice, who have diligently hearkened to his voice, who have done that which is right in his sight. Amen. Those that have given ear to his commandments, and those that have kept all his statutes.
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us how the Lord feels about his people. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He careth. He continues to care. You can trust your cares to Jesus. Amen. Jesus cares about you. That's not an empty phrase or empty words. Amen. That's what this book declares. Jesus cares about you. Amen. I read in Luke chapter 12. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God? Amen. A meaningless, insignificant sparrow. Just a common small bird. Amen. Who keeps count of sparrows? God does. They are a part of his creation. And he says, when a sparrow, amen, is sold, they are not forgotten. But he said in verse 7 of Luke 12, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. He doesn't just know about you. He knows everything about you. Amen. And every hair is all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. Jesus said two sparrows can be bought. Amen. And God remembers. Amen. If God remembers two. Amen. If God recognizes what happens to two sparrows. Amen. Those whom the word of God declares that have been engraved in the palm of his hand, that are the apple of his eye. Amen. You're of more value than many sparrows. Amen. How do you think God feels about his people? How do you think God feels about his bride? Amen. Just a little thing that flits around with no soul. Amen. But it's a part of God's creation. But he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. Created in the image of God. You are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. Fear not, little flock. The words of Jesus in Luke chapter 12. For it is your Father's good pleasure. God delights. It's what God wants to do. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now I know the kingdom can be a rather broad brush. The kingdom might mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but how it's used here in this context of scripture, amen, simply refers to the reign of the Messiah. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the reign of the Messiah, not just the coming of the Messiah, not the purpose of the Messiah. Not the death, burial, and resurrection alone of the Messiah, but the reign, the future tense, the long-lasting effects and results of the sonship, the reign of the Messiah. It speaks of its blessings and its benefits, whether present or future. Jesus said, it's the Father's good pleasure to allow you to benefit from the Messiah. Messiah, from the reign of the Messiah. I've come to help somebody understand your problem
Abraham's not in charge today. But there is one that sits upon the throne. I don't know how you see heaven. Amen. But an eyewitness of the afterworld said that I saw one throne. And there was one that sat upon the throne. And he was likened to a lamb as it had been slain. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the blessings and the benefits both presently and in the future of Messiah's reign. Everything that Messiah brought forth, it's the Father's good pleasure to give it to you. To his flock. Amen. One of the things that we inherit is the power of the name of Jesus Christ, the purity of his blood, the authority of his word. I read that God has highly exalted him. Philippians chapter 2, this has been a man of God writing to a people of God, writing to a church, an apostolic Jesus name church. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It doesn't matter what domain, it doesn't matter what realm, it doesn't matter what origin, every knee should bow and every tongue confess. That's why the Bible says, thou knowest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. God has exalted him and given him a name. At the name, I'm telling you, sickness has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Disease has to bow in submission, amen, to the authority of the name that's above every name. No matter what your sickness is, how long you've been sick with it, how bad it might be even right now, every knee should bow and every tongue confess. Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. And can you imagine the little murmur and the question marks fluttering through the crowd? That's a rather bold statement. He said, what man is there of you? Is there anybody here? If a son would ask bread, would you give him a stone? If your child asked for something, would you give him something else? If he asked for bread, he's hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. Would you go in the backyard and dig up a rock and say, here, gnaw on this a while? That sounds foolish, doesn't it? Or if he asked a fish, would he give him a serpent? Of course, the answer is absolutely not. Amen. If my child is in need, it's the very nature of the Father to provide the need of his child. He said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, or how shall your Father which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen, Brother Waldrop. Amen. I'm tired of asking. Pastor Howard taught today, keep praying. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. It's not asking amiss. It's not heaping upon your own lust. Come on, if you're asking for a healing today, if I trust your motives are right. Amen. I'm not one to be healed of thus and so, so I can do thus and so and get more credit. No, I'm one to be healed because Jesus is a healer, and healing is in the covenant. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands and praise the Lord with me right now. I want you to begin to, amen, unleash your faith. God is declaring his will for this house today. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He puts no parameters on it. If you need healing, he says, I'm the God that heals. If you're sick, I'm the God that heals. If you're diseased, I'm the God that heals. If you're in pain, if you suffered injury, I'm the God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I can sense a little intrepidation, a little, well, I'll just say it like I feel it, a little some intimidation here right now. Because anytime you start hearing preaching on miracles, you start looking inward and you feel like your faith's on trial. Because if I had the faith I needed to have, I'd already got my healing. There was a man that had a need in his family. He had a son that was a lunatic. And he asked the disciples of Jesus to heal his son, and they could not do it. I don't necessarily feel that he laid that at the feet of the disciples. Because when Jesus come down, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, or if you can have faith. Amen. Same word, believe, faith. If you can have faith, all things are possible to him that believeth or has faith. And notice the response of this father. He cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, I have faith. Help thou mine unbelief, my weakness of faith. Lord, I have faith, but I don't know if I've got the right kind. I don't know if it's good enough. Amen. I asked the disciples and they couldn't do it. I don't know that my faith is good enough to get this miracle in my family. Oh, hallelujah, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. I'm telling you, Jesus did exactly that. He helped that man's weakness of faith by giving him a miracle. Amen. You can understand this with Brother Walter right now. That man's faith was better when he went home with his boy in his right mind than he did trembling in fear, crying aloud with tears. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. I've come to tell a precious saint of God today, your faith's not on trial. It's not about how good you are. Nobody deserves the blessings of God. Nobody's righteous enough. Nobody's holy enough. But there's something about somebody that loves the Lord, that keeps his commandments, that honors his word, that submits to his authority. It's his good pleasure. There came of all people, of all people, a leper, the outcast of society, the last in the line of those that would ever get anything from anybody. There came a leper to Jesus.
beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. A leper. And Jesus, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for the church. I'm not good enough for religion. I'm not good enough for the priest. I'm not good enough. But I come to Jesus, and this is what Jesus did. He was moved with compassion. His heart was affected by a need. And he put forth his hand and touched him. He touched the untouchable. He put his hand on someone no one else would even get close to. Come on, that's a lie from hell that says he doesn't have time for you. That you're unqualified. That you're not good enough. There is none good but one, that is God. And it's the good God's business. It's the Father's good pleasure to give his flock his kingdom. It's his good pleasure to grant you the benefits of Messiah. All the things that Messiah brings, he says it's the Father's good pleasure to give that to you. Oh, it gives me authority over every lying spirit. That's why the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But it also says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, because they're mighty through God. Why? Because the Messiah brings authority over the adversary. And it's the Father's good pleasure to give the blessings and benefits of the reign of the Messiah. Messiah was the one that walked on water and spoke peace. Messiah is the one that stopped funeral processions and gave mama her son back. Messiah was the one that made clay and put it in the man's eyes and he watched him come seeing. Messiah said, wilt thou be made whole? And a leper came to the Messiah and says, if you will. One version reads, if you want to, you can make me well again. It hadn't always been this way. I said it hasn't always been the way it is. I haven't always been in the need I'm in today. And Lord, if you want to, you can make me well again. You can restore my health. If you want to. Amen. What he's saying is, Lord, all it takes for you to do it is for you to want to. And this was what Jesus said when he touched him. I want to be healed. I will be thou clean. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Let's lift our hands. Amen. I feel like somebody's story is about to change. Oh God. Ikalo Boshate. Oh, Ikalo Boshaye Teando. He sent his word. That's what he's doing right now. He's speaking faith into your heart by the preaching of his word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. It's not what I deserve, it's what he desires. I wish somebody would hear me. I wish somebody would see it. Get a revelation. Amen. Get a conviction. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Amen. I've got regrets. I've got mistakes. I've got shortcomings. I've got downfallings. But I'm doing my best. I'm being faithful to God. The devil's on my back. But I know he's not in charge. And I know he has a desire for my life today.
Amen. I won't be much longer. The Bible speaks in Mark chapter 5. As Jesus was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, he said, Lord, if you'll just come lay your hand on her. Oh God, help me to say it right. His daughter was not in a place where she could approach Jesus for herself. If somebody doesn't go to Jesus on her behalf, she's going to die. The only hope she has is that somebody touches Jesus for her. Amen. That's ringing in somebody's soul right now. I'm declaring unto you in the name of the Lord that you can touch Jesus for somebody that's not even here today. You can find the presence of the Lord and say, God, if you'll just lay your hand, if you'll just touch them. They're not here. She doesn't have the strength. She doesn't have the voice. Amen. For all I know, she's already dead. But if you'll just come lay your hand on her, my daughter will live again. God, if you'll touch my backslidden son or daughter, they'll come back to life again. Until there's that kind of attention. Amen. I don't pretend. Amen. I'm not trying to portray to have all the answers and be a spiritual know-it-all. But I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. And it's as if heaven, amen, has put an X on Sunday, June the 18th. Amen. And said something special is available for my people. I'm not going to make it happen, but I'll let them know I am here to heal. If they leave sick, amen, that's them. But if they'll let me know, if they'll exercise some faith, if they'll express a desire, if they'll acknowledge my authority, while Jesus was on another mission, making his way to somebody else's need. You got to know that this woman was feeling all kind of things. He doesn't have time for me. If he was really who he said he was, he'd stop. He'd pay me attention. He'd call my name. But as Jesus was making his way towards someone else's need, she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch Jesus, and she pressed her way through the crowd. A chronic condition. She suffered many things and many physicians. The doctor told her, there's nothing else we can do. There's no medicine for that. And even if there is, it won't always work. She had a death sentence on her because of a chronic condition. Her problem had absolutely taken control of her life. It affected every part of her every day. But she said, I don't have to die. I don't have to live tomorrow like I've lived for so many todays. For 12 years. For 12 years, I've been suffering. You know what someone probably told her? Sis, just get used to it. Sis, just accept this as the will of God. Sis, you didn't choose your parents. That's genetic. It's not your fault. Just enjoy all the life that you can while you can. Remember, she said within herself, he's going to someone else's place. He's going to work a miracle for somebody else. But if I can touch the hem, I don't have to hold his face in my hands. I don't have to have an audience. I don't have to hear his voice. But if I can just get in his presence, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the Bible said that when she touched him, amen, Jesus stopped. And he knew immediately that virtue had gone out of him. That word virtue, same word, Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power went out of him because somebody said, I can just get in his presence. It's going to change because he's bigger than my 12-year-old problem. He's bigger than my chronic condition. Amen. I've taken pills for it. I've changed my diet about it. Amen. I've gone for this. I've gone for that. I've done this. Amen. I don't have to learn to live with this. Amen. Because Jesus is a healer. I said there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's got everything I need today. It may seem small or insignificant, but we have not an high priest which cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said there was a man that had been lame from his mother's womb. Lameness is all he had known. But he had a name called over him. He heard words from an apostolic preacher to this effect. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that same preacher declared that this is how the miracle happened. The name of Jesus. Through faith in the name. Somebody believed that the name of Jesus has power. All power, Jesus said, in heaven and earth. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess. Musicians, singers, please come. Stand, church. Let's lift our hands again right now. God, you know every need in this place. You know every detail. You know more about it than I even know about my own problem. In Jesus' name. Hear what Luke writes in his gospel in chapter 5 and verse 17. It came to pass on a certain day. Somebody say a certain day. It came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, religious professionals observing, sitting by, judging what was going on, observing what was happening. They were sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. On a certain day, that verse ends like this, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Pharisees, doctors of the law that were sick, infirmed. Religious professionals, folks that knew their way around religion. They were in the house on a certain day and they had needs. And the power of God was present to heal them. But I only read of one miracle that happened in the house that day.
There was a man that had four friends. There were so many people in the house, but nobody was making their needs known. It was good enough for them just to be in the house. But somebody says, I can't even get in the house, but it's not enough just to get there. I'm going to find Jesus in the house. And the one that got his miracle that day was the one that got in his presence. And he left different that day than he came. I don't mean this in any way, amen, negatively at all. But I've got to say it. You can sit by and do without, or you can get in his presence and get a miracle. It came to pass on a certain day that the power of the Lord, who was that? I am the Lord. Thank you, Sister Gill. Wanting what God has for her bad enough to say, amen, Brother Jaron, would you roll me down here? I need some help getting down to the front with somebody. Somebody bring me the power of the Lord is present. Amen. The power of the Lord is present to heal cancer. The power of the Lord is present to heal heart failure. Power of the Lord is present to heal arthritis. Power of the Lord is present to heal weakness, infirmity. You don't have to sit by and do without. Amen. July the 18th, 2021, a certain day in a certain house, the power of the Lord is present. I am the Lord. I'm telling you, if I was you, it wouldn't matter to me what I needed, how long I needed it, what anybody ever said about it, what I was trying to do for it by myself. If I had any kind of need, if I needed any kind of miracle or healing, I wouldn't just sit around. I wouldn't just stand around and watch. But I'd find a place in the presence of the Lord.
Well, right now, if you believe, I know God will work a miracle for you. I said right now, if you believe, I know God will work a miracle for you. He'll take your